In the talks that I had with all the other people now, they said Antonia is very good at not working alone.
That's sweet of them.
It's funny. I think it was Arantxa and Lindley said it as well, and someone else referred to it, I think. And I was wondering what it means for you to, with every new work you make, to make different assemblages of people. What this importance of collaboration is in there for you. For example, when I look at the credits of Frir or now Abecedarium Bestiarium, you see this like whole list of people that actually are being present through you. So there is always this
or vice versa.
Yeah. But
because I mean in the Bestiarium I'm basically surrendering to their scores.
Yes.
To their compositions,
yeah,
that they wrote for me.
Yes.
And they have like lots of different styles, and I wouldn't necessarily, I mean, the choreographer Antonia Baer wouldn't do this style necessarily. That will be present in the Bestiarium.
Yes.
So it's, in a way, it's giving away the signature of the genius artist, and to say, okay, I'm doing your pieces the best I can. So in this way, actually, the Abecedarium Bestiarium is making a link to Isabel Spengler's work, Vater, Mutter, was soll ich heute film? Father, Mother, what should I film today? And actually also Psychic Tequila, an older film by her. Like this, I think it's, it's in a way, it's a critique of this signature of the genius artist. And even of the artist as it is seen today, not so much the Van Goghian, I mean, of course the Van Goghian type, yeah? But also the one that is now on the art market. Because it's also this one is really about the signature. I don't know how you say it in English, yes. You know, like the name that is, and then that the work looks like the name, and you know.
But then how, if you would continue to talk about this signature, how do you deal with that? Because you're also on the market now, and much more and more, I would say.
Still like in this circuit of performance. Not performance art, but actually
performing arts.
That's there, since there was like so much fights in for it. There's this Intermittent, and in France and here in Belgium also there's this statue. It's different than the art market. In the art market, they sell objects, and the artist is supposed to make a living by selling objects. So the whole thing about doing performance live art in galleries is a completely different one for me than doing it in this in theaters like I do, where actually people are paid by the hour. Mm-hmm. Or by the day, you know, it's like the time you work. So you're paid before the premiere, before the object is finished. And I appreciate that very much. And it has a socialist background, and it's very precious to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to stay there and in this system and to defend it. And that's why there's this drag identity that I have, that I, one of the many, but like one of it is Antonia Baer, the choreographer, in order to be in that system and to say yes. There's no performance artist in the whole in all these people, in all the drag identities, there's no there's no performance artist. Maybe you noticed there's no actor either. But
choreographer, a composer.
Yes. A husband. A drag queen, a horse whisperer who became a non-dancer.
Who's the drag queen?
Agnès B. and Frau Böse. There's two actually. Uh-huh. But they have only one dress. You can see it in all the work since like 2000. They have only one silver dress. In the works from Pauline Boudry and Renate Laurent in the holiday movies. And like, there's always this one silver dress. I just realized it.